due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table today I have my usual suspects. Let's start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
We're still recovering from this. We really are.
And on the other side of the table here is one of our technicians and numbers guy, stat boy Josh Henniger.
Yes, this has been a very complicated week, I must admit.
So
yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we had the emergency broadcast the day that Hulk Hogan passed away.
Yes, and I was out like a light by the time you guys started. In other words, right. It was
sorry, I just couldn't. Well, I couldn't. What was the third? It was on Thursday.
Yeah, it was on Thursday.
But I just couldn't get to the studio in time. So that's on me.
Yeah, and I heard that both Chico and Gordon were on, which surprised me.
Yes.
Well, WLTI was on right after that, so.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. So, should I go ahead and say my piece about...
Yeah, we want to hear.
Yeah, I want to know.
All right, so here we go. Hulk Hogan was the guy for over 10 years. Well over. Almost 15 to 20. He was pro wrestling in the 80s, pushed by Vince McMahon after Vern Gagne dropped the fucking ball on him. And what did he do? He helped push the WWF into the stratosphere. Got them everywhere and everywhere fast. Wound up on NBC. Hell, he had his own Saturday morning cartoon. How many wrestlers can you say had a Saturday morning cartoon? To my knowledge, none else.
No, any wrestler you saw on a cartoon was it.
The closest was Mucha Lucha. And even then, that was all fake, fake wrestlers.
Fictional. So, but yeah, that's the only other one I could think of.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's at least a few others. It's just that one's the main one. Because Ultimate Muscle also exists.
True, and that actually has pastiches of actual wrestlers.
Including Hulk Hogan. Same deal with Dragon Ball Z. Hogan had a pastiche in there.
Yeah, Mr. Satan.
No, not just talking about Mr. Satan. We're talking about somebody else who was in a Budokai Tenkaichi.
Oh, so that was probably in Dragon Ball.
Yes, it would have been Dragon Ball itself. So Hogan was the man for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, Terrence Eugene Bollea was never the man. He was a cunt. A prima donna. A me guy over everybody else. To the detriment of several wrestling companies over the years. Go see what happened in WWF in 1993. Go see what happened in WCW from 1996 onward. Go see what happened in TNA in 2010 to 2013. Plus, with everything else on top of that, we're talking about Him spoinking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. Him dropping multiple N-bombs in that tape. And instead of apologizing, he decided to essentially say to the cast behind the stage, "Oh, brother, 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 you don't want to get caught by saying anything. Brother, brother, brother." That is the legacy that Terrence Eugene Bollea leaves behind. Hatred. Hatred of yourself, hatred of others. Hulk Hogan is one of the biggest wrestlers of all time. Terrence Eugene Bollea, one of the biggest pieces of shit of all time. Rest in peace, Hulk Hogan. Good riddance, Terry. That is my piece.
Well, you know, you have actually stumbled into something. Okay?
Okay.
And, gosh, if I may ask, how old are you?
I'm 38 years old. I was born during Hulkamania. My first memories were of Slaughter holding the title, not Hogan, but Hogan won shortly thereafter.
Right, but what I'm saying is this, okay? There are two, you have said and split exactly what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of Terry Bollea is false, and the immensity of the Hulk Hogan character.
Yes.
Okay? However, there are a lot of people on social media who have attacked wrestlers for saying nice things about Hulk Hogan. Most of the people on Twitter are, you know, millennials, right. Alpha.
Yeah, they're mouth-breathing number three dumbasses. Let's be honest.
Well, but they're saying the same things you are.
Yes.
But the number threes on Twitter are like, I don't care what he did for the business. Good riddance.
No. Without him,
really?
Austin wouldn't exist. Rock wouldn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Cena wouldn't exist. Batista wouldn't exist. Punk wouldn't exist. The Shield wouldn't exist. Without Hogan, none of this would probably come to pass.
None of it.
Right, but I'm just saying, this is what the number threes are saying.
Yeah.
And even with all that, fuck you, he's a racist and a bigot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I respect what he did for the business, but he lived long enough to become the true villain.
Mm-hmm. Go see his last appearance on WWE TV.
He got booed out the building.
Go see his last appearance on camera, period. He was essentially posing in front of people in front of Alligator Alcatraz down in Florida. Or what they should be calling the concentration camp for the concentration camp. Okay. He was posing and essentially grandstanding in front of migrants. Dickhead.
Right. But again, yes, he's a dickhead. And it was also very interesting. Did you see SmackDown last night, Nikki?
I did.
I was unable to because I was a little busy helping out a friend on Twitch.
Okay. All good. But the show opened with a tribute narrated by Triple H. But it also had a soundbite in it where Hogan professed his love for wrestling. Whether you believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But some of those words are true. Wrestling is a rush of its own right.
Yeah.
Inside the ring, outside the ring. There is nothing that beats a hot crowd when you're on the other side of the guardrail.
And Josh, Hogan was involved in many of the most significant parts of the wrestling industry for almost over 30 years.
Yeah, from essentially the early 1980s to the early 20-teens. He started in the WWF back in 79 as a touring performer at that point with Freddie Blassie as his manager. He wound up turning around again a few more times, wound up in the AWA. Was supposed to be world champ there, but Vern Gagne decided to be an old carny and try to take money off his table.
Right, and Hogan said, I'm doing this movie whether I'm signed or not.
Yep, and that of course being him being Thunderlips, the ultimate male, in Rocky III.
Which was great, but that's a great scene, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, January 23rd, 84, Hulkamania was born. We talked about, Bash at the Beach in 96. Hogan coming back to take the title from Yokozuna and Bret Hart was pissed. That documentary.
As he should have been. Yes. That was the first real instance of Cunt Hogan showing up.
Yes. And, and of course, the NWO. And then, of course, TNA trying to go live for 3 years. And, of course, the thing with Aces and Eights and Bully Ray, fucking Hogan's daughter, allegedly.
Yeah. Okay. The 2010 to 2013 block.
Yes. All I'm saying is right now, I think it's sad that generationally, if you have committed any crime, whether, any cancelable offense, if you're dead, your grave gets pissed on.
Yeah.
By the way, am I excusing anything that Hogan did?
That he did.
No, absolutely not. All right. So I thought we were going to have a full tribute show. And by the way, I was very surprised. Well, did you also notice who was close to Triple H at the
stage?
Yeah, stage. It was Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I pretty much knew that Hogan was not going to get a full show. The main reason?
No.
They don't honor past wrestlers with their own show normally.
That's probably been set up since 2007.
No, that is not correct. They have done tribute shows for those who are current roster members since. Remember the Bray Wyatt one a few years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't do it for past wrestlers, but if you're a current wrestler on the roster and you pass away, you're probably going to get a full-on tribute show, especially if you're in the main event.
I'm just saying, 2007 almost should have canceled that policy.
But it did not. Bray did get his.
I was talking about Benoit.
Yeah, I know. You were. I know. I was talking about since, though.
Yeah.
So, with all that... we need to back off and go back to Slammiversary this past week.
Yes.
Because...
And the main... Go ahead.
We have ourselves a new TNA Knockouts champion. And still reigning as WWE Women's Champion, Juicy Juice. I mean, JC Jane. Sorry, I had to say it.
All good.
So,
go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Leon Slater is the new X Division champion.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hardy used a new ladder to get to the top.
Yes.
Did you see this? A rope ladder.
Yeah, a standard rope ladder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Because they broke every other ladder they could. Every single ladder.
So Jeff had to use a Jacob's ladder. I mean,
step by step, and, rung by run, climbing higher and higher.
Yes.
That is a full-on reference.
Oh, I know. I still have that song in my playlist.
Yep.
And then, of course, Trick Williams is now is still the TNA champion. And there are rumors that they're going to try and do an invasion angle. Maybe they're going to do it right this time.
Possibly.
Not invasion, but I don't know how you would put it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna. It's gonna look something like the NXT invasion back in 2019.
Huh.
Okay.
There's gonna be a quote unquote third brand, if you will. The TNA people are gonna come in and try to disrupt things, and we'll end up nose to nose to nose at Survivor Series.
Ooh. Well, that'd be great. Oh, yeah. WWE, Raw, SmackDown, and TNA. Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. We also got the debut of Zilla Fatu, by the way, face painted by Jeff Hardy himself.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And Real One's promo was longer than the match itself. It was 3 minutes.
3 minute special, 3 minute special. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, it's looking quite interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to SummerSlam, right? So
yeah.
After the whole 10 bell and video package, which by the way was very good, the Hogan video package,
mm-hmm.
Excellent. So we got Logan Paul coming out, which is the perfect antithesis to all that.
Yes. Or a perfect parallel, depending on when you grew up.
Right. And then all four of them got in there. And Jelly Roll, first of all, I have to tell you, Jelly Roll, I think they're saving all of his good shit till the match. Because he ain't he's showing much. And he ain't showing, you know, I want to see him do a fucking moonsault.
I want to see him do a destroyer.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But I also want him to, I want him all over Logan Paul.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't think Drew should get pinned. I think Jelly Roll should pin Logan.
Yes.
That's the only one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But Jelly Roll doing a black hole slam, I'm down.
That was good. He very smooth.
But I will tell you, Jelly Roll is just basically standing there and then doing the moves. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He needs to get a little more movement based. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I know what you, I get what you mean.
So, but the other big match that was talked about, we are getting a car crash match.
And speaking of car crashes, welcome in to Shane Bad News Beeman.
I don't know if that's saying I'm an accident or what the hell's going on here, but okay,
no,
sure.
No,
I'm just trying to rope it
well,
in.
Well, you're
somehow.
The one who accidentally stumbled on our podcast and just stayed, so.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I got a question before we continue it. We didn't get your thoughts. What's your thoughts on the Hogan thing?
On what? Him passing away?
Yes. His passing, his legacy, and so on and so forth.
Okay, his passing, I mean, it was a shock, but I mean, considering the fact that with other news that's coming out from his son-in-law and family, that apparently he was not speaking, like, the week before he passed, like, he literally couldn't speak, warning signs were there.
I agree with you that because remember a couple of months ago we were hearing reports that he was not doing very well, and they're saying no, it's not true, etc., etc. Nikki, you heard that, right? Kind of.
Yeah, like especially you saw him in like TMZ videos and stuff like that. He did look sickly in some of them. But I don't know. But as far as his legacy, look, you can hate Terry Bollea the man if you can't get over him saying the N word or his political views and stuff like that. Fair enough. But no one, and I mean no one, can dispute without the character of Hulk Hogan, we do not have wrestling where it is today.
Not at all. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
You are absolutely right. A guy, as we said before, headlined the first 9 WrestleManias from 85 to 94. 93. Excuse me. And was active and influential in not one, not two, but three major feds.
Yeah.
You know?
Even some of it was scorched earth, go on.
Yes. But getting back to where we were at, we're getting the nuclear car crash match. 6-way TLC for the tag team championship.
Everybody gets a paycheck battle royal. I mean, tag team match.
Yes, but this at least this has an actual buildup, because everybody in SmackDown's tag team division has been at each other's throats, and there's been too many throwdowns backstage. Nick Aldis has had enough of their shit, and that's why he made this match. Fine. And I hope next week SmackDown starts with you are not allowed to touch each other until the match. We don't know which day it's going to be on. I vote that it goes to day two.
Yeah, maybe their opener?
Oh, that would, yes. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah. Get the crowd up. As the sun goes down at MetLife. By the way, let's check the weather, shall we?
Yeah.
In Cleveland, is it?
No.
It's at MetLife Stadium, so it's out Jason and VRM's way.
Ah, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yes, where the New York Giants play.
And the Jets play. If you call what they do playing.
Okay. Look at the adjective. Oh, sorry.
Play. Next week. Oh, it's actually going to be pretty darn nice.
Oh, wow.
August 2nd and 3rd.
Is...
August 2nd, high 83 and sunny. August 3rd, or August 2nd, 83 and sunny. August 3rd, 85 and partly cloudy. No chance, low chances of rain. It's going to be nice.
Okay, good. Excellente. Okay.
Yeah, their building times, though, are going to be pretty darn gnarly because, middle of the week, early part of next week there. 95, 97, 96.
Yeah.
So,
there's a reason I left Florida. Anyway.
Yes.
So again, we have the build to all that we have our 12 matches, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now at this point, none of the So Roman Reigns on Monday goes after Braun Breaker, and Braun Breaker wants to kick his ass. Did you see Roman Reigns yeeting?
Yes. When they went off the air, yeah.
Roman Reigns says fake news, it's AI generated.
I saw that, yes.
Oh, he was grinning from ear to ear when he was doing it too. He had a huge smile on his face, like, yeah, this is awesome. Yeet.
Like, yeah, it's like the first time he, you know, he was feeling very oozy. Okay, just saying. Okay. So yeah.
But I do appreciate that they had a way to pivot. I think, you know, whatever they had planned for Roman and Seth was probably going to be them one-on-one.
Oh, or, you know what? You want to know something? Okay, I'm going to call my freaking wild card right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling it right now. I think Seth is not as injured as they say they are. He's going to cash in on the winner of CM Punk, Gunther, and be the World Heavyweight title.
You pretty much are already in my head, Jason. Congratulations.
Sorry. I don't think, you know, because if his injury is as bad as they say it is, why hasn't it gotten out yet?
Yeah.
Oops. You are correct, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't take this long for MRI any scans coming out.
Yeah.
Like they could have reported it. I know it was a tribute show on SmackDown, but you still could have done like an update on Seth Rollins' knee and been like, well, here's the results.
Yeah.
Or hell, you could have had him in the crowd on stage in crutches. To play it off. So if that's the case, Seth is going to do a rerun of what he did at WrestleMania 31. He's going to come in, he's going to stomp Punk, but he's going to beat Gunther. And then those two are going to feud for another year. You didn't pin me.
Right.
I didn't have to pin you. I pinned Gunther because that was my revenge for him. No, he didn't take the belt off him.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. I stomped Gunther. You weren't worth me pinning. I don't want to pin you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I do, it's going to be in one-on-one. So, yeah. We got a feud till WrestleMania. Those two are going to mangle each other.
And they're going to see it this way. If the injury is real, more power to them. But my wrestling Spidey sense is going bah, 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 right now.
Yeah.
Well, we have seen the SummerSlam Night 1 and 2 cards released.
Yeah, we have. Oh yeah. So let's do that one more time. Since you weren't here when we talked about it. In no particular order, Sami Zayn and Karrion Kross, the Samoans versus the B guys, Bronze.
Yeah.
Judgment Day versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. And by the way, I am loving this team. It's so fun.
It's actually bringing out more the Ashley than the Charlotte, which is great news.
It is great.
And the pom-poms. I'm sorry. The pom-poms. Both times. I mean, last week with Alexa and then Charlotte was like, shake, shake, shake.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. The backstage stuff with her and Alexa. Yep. Her and Alexa has been brilliant. Alexa did a one on X recently going to Charlotte, do the thing. And she's like, no. When she's like, do the thing. She's like, no. And then she's like, do the thing. It's like, yay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lifting the pom-poms.
They are having way too much fun with this. The we're not friends bit.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know, and I will also say this. And I'm going to say this. And if I get my butt kicked for it, I don't care. I am actually flushing this match on the card. Stratton Cargill.
Yeah.
Don't care. It is the worst booked and boarded match in years. No one gives a fuck.
It's I was just gonna say it. I think the reason why it's boring is due to the fact it's face-based. Like, if one of them had pulled the trigger this week and done something, then that might have helped boost it up a little bit. But because both of them are going down the, I respect you, but I'm walking out champion or I'm retaining as champion thing, it's like, it doesn't work. Like,
I have a feeling that's going to get schmozzed. That's going to get schmozzed out.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised if that even gets cut for time.
Yeah.
I don't expect that to cover a whole lot of time. I know that.
Yeah, I think the biggest highlight out of this is going to be like Bianca Belair finally turning heel and taking out both of them.
Yep.
Ooh.
But yeah.
It's,
but the Orton and Jelly Roll versus McIntyre and Paul, I'm actually looking forward to.
Me too. I can't wait to see what he does. Because I said earlier, Shane, and I think Jelly Roll is holding back his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He did a perfect Boss Man slam that would make Ray, aka Big Boss Man, proud. He'd be like, I was like, damn. Mm.
And that's what I appreciate about this. Because remember, during the guest host year, we all groaned and moaned about some of the guest hosts who didn't get it, weren't going to be participating, and those that tried to do a wrestling move would just completely shit the bed. Jelly Roll's doing pretty much the same thing that Bad Bunny did. He's putting in the work.
Yep.
He's moved down to Florida, allegedly.
And this was also something that helps him in his weight loss journey. So he does have something else to get out of this.
And yeah.
And it looks like Orton's having way too much fun with it too.
Drew did a video basically saying, I'm on a private jet to my friend's wedding in London, but you know, they kick both your asses next week.
I think all four of them are just having way too much fun with it.
But then we have night two, which is Dominic and AJ, which by the way, the medically cleared stuff was just too much fun. And yeah. By the way, AJ putting Leon Slater over in TNA, awesome. By the way. Stuff.
Yeah, I don't think AJ wins here. He's going to win it in France.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, especially with what happened.
La 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 la. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Dom might retain here, but he got a huge pop at AAA when he came out and snuck and sneak attacked Del Vikingo and who was
Dragon
it?
Lee.
Dragon Lee, thank you. As soon as he took off that bandana, took off the mask and everything, people lost their shit and went, yes.
Then you have Solo and Jacob in a cage. Oh boy. There's gonna be shenanigans in there. I think Solo retains that, but you know,
yeah, there's gonna be plenty of shenanigans featuring the MFT. There it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Because JC Mateo can probably rip the door off if Taller Tonga can't do it.
Yeah.
Right. We're still missing a Tongan.
Or two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Zilla's
Tom.
Okay.
There we go.
You go. No, I was saying Zilla's in MLW or wherever the hell he is now.
And there's another one, too.
Okay.
Yeah. There are a boatload And I mean a boatload of them. So much so that Punk even made a bit of a comment during this week at Comic-Con saying that there's going to be 3 Rumbles next year. One for the men, one for the women, and one for the Samoans.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
And people would still pay to watch that.
Yes.
I mean, hell, there's even like the IWC are even spreading things around going how Triple H would book how Triple H books things, how HBK books things, and how Rikishi books things, and Rikishi's just all of his family members with the championship belts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me see. Lance Anaway, right. There is another one. He's currently in the
Lance Anaway. Yeah, Lance Anaway. Yeah, he's...
Okay, because I know he had...
So yeah, Dad. They could just put him over for, or bring him over from Evolve once he's ready.
Here's the thing. We all know who we're waiting for, and he recently appeared on TNA.
Yes.
So his foot's in the door. So whether they pull the trigger and have him debut either during the Roman and Jay match, or they have him debut with the Jacob and Solo match. Either one, the roof would blow off the place. But there are reports going around that apparently after SummerSlam, Jimmy is being transferred to Raw to reunite the Usos.
Okay.
Well, But Zilla has taken the same route as Jacob. He was in jail for a hot second.
Yep. For theft, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Aggravated robbery.
So you robbed somebody and pissed them off at the same time. Oh, wait, that's not how that works. Hi.
Anyway...
Crickets, damn it.
Sorry, I was a little bit yawny.
So, then of course, Becky Lynch, who with MJF are now on the Happy Gilmore 2, with against Lyra Valkyria. No disqualification, no count out, and if Becky wins, Lyra can no longer challenge for the title as long as Lynch is champion. That would be the better story. Because Bailey's gonna fuck Lyra up.
I think I can see that.
And then
I can see it.
I can see Bailey
turning heel and screwing Lyra over.
Yep. And then of course, running it back, making it better. Naomi defending against Rhea and Io. Yes, please.
Yes.
Yes, please. Yeah.
20 minutes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the main, John Cena versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Championship.
Yeah.
Now, I've been listening to a lot of different wrestling sources, and they were saying that the double turn is hard to do. Could they do it here? Should they do it here?
I think they should, because that would, you know, it would be a tacit tribute to Hogan recalling WrestleMania 18.
Yep.
Ah! Ooh!
Just...
Yeah.
Wait, that's 16, no. Yeah.
But do you
make your number one face a massive heel?
Or we do a temp.
I,
we do. Been waiting for him to really, I've been waiting for him to truly exercise his EVP privileges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, look, let's be honest here. The John Cena heel run has been flat at best. Yes, Cody is one of the top baby faces at the moment. But I honestly feel he could get even better as a heel. Like, he would do a hell of a lot better job than John, just being honest.
Because it would be easy to turn Cena back face, because then he throws everything that Cody said back at him, saying, this is why I had to come back. You guys don't know what a real champion is. Mm-hmm. Just because you glad hand and kiss babies doesn't make you a champion. Just because your family name is you're part of a royal family line doesn't make you a champion.
Yeah.
I am neither of those, and I am a champion. That's what I do. But yeah, the double turn is tricky.
Okay. I have a wild one here. Wild idea. But I think it would get a lot of people with their eyes on the screen. Because everyone keeps saying that they want to see Cena and AJ one more time.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see Cena and AJ one more time. I think best way of doing that is having the double turn happen at SummerSlam. Cody wins the belt, and Cody says, "You know what? Just make yourself be like a heel, absolute dick heel. I'm going to go away and film my movie. I'm going to chuck a Cena here. I'm going to go film my movie. And the title is not going to be defended at Clash in France. Or Clash in Paris, whichever one it is."
Mm-hmm.
So Cena's got nothing to do. Cena's a face. Next night on Raw, Cena comes out to apologize to the fans and say, I lost my way because of The Rock, and I apologize for everything. Dominic Mysterio comes out to rub his face in it that he lost the WWE Championship, and Dominic's now the only real champion on Raw.
Gotta go. I'll be back.
He's the Intercontinental Champion. That is the Intercontinental Champion. And we get Cena versus Dom that night for the IC title. Cena beats Dom for the title. Gets his Grand Slam championship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gets his Grand Slam. And then we get AJ versus Cena in Clash in Paris for the IC title.
I like your idea. And I'd even punctuate it further. And what they do is that Cody wins the title back. And on Monday, that following Raw, they both come out. Cena comes out first and apologizes to the fans. Then Cody comes out and said, "You think you're a real champion? Well, I'm going to show you what you've been doing. I'm going to go film a movie. See you guys in Survivor Series." And just walks out. And Cena's like, "Was I like that?"
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This Cena's eyes get open to what he's been doing for the last 7 months. And he's like, "Oh, shit."
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back around. I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that's the only way I can say it, because we know Cody and Roman have to leave after SummerSlam because they're filming the Street Fighter movie.
Oh, that's when the filming is starting?
I think that's when it's filming after SummerSlam, I'm pretty sure. Because they did say that the cast has been done and Cody's playing Guile and Roman's playing sorry, Akuma. I forgot what was this people. Akuma, thank you. Yes, I haven't played Street Fighter in a while. But yeah, so, and I'm pretty sure that they said filming starts after SummerSlam. I'll do live research on that to check, but.
Okay. That's going to change one of my answers. Okay.
Are we still on?
Yeah, filming for the filming for the new live action Street Fighter movie is scheduled to begin August of this year.
Ooh boy.
The movie is set to be released in March of 2026.
I don't think it's going to have that quick a turnaround.
I think they're going to hold that for summer 2026. Do that, then I already have an idea of what's probably going to happen in the Samoans versus Tongans match. That Roman is going to get the beating of his life from the MFTs, and Jay is not going to be able to stop him. And they stretch a Roman. You know, or Jay and Roman win, and then the MFTs just destroy them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, either just that thoughts. Or a team. I agree. Like a potential team up with Breaker, thank you. With Bronson and Breaker with the MFT, and they completely destroy Roman, like spear, tsunamis, Samoan spikes everywhere.
Yeah. Which they just all go after him. Go ahead.
I was going to say, which will lead up to Survivor Series again of like Bloodline versus MFT or whichever.
Samoans versus Tongans. The Pacific Islander version of the Hatfields and McCoys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, hard, tough crowd.
Sorry, I didn't. I fell asleep during history class. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, I'm very excited for this card. I agree that. I'm worried that the Cargill Tiffany match is going to be a Green Day for these two. The DLC match is going to blow everybody's minds. It's going to be one like somebody said, a nuclear car crash.
Oh, definitely. There's going to be some messed up spots in that match. And we're all just going to be like, what the hell?
What are you doing? Oh, my God. But the fact that it's the guns and DIY and Fraxium and the Wyatt Six, who aren't really known for ladder matches, Loomis and Gacy, I don't know what they're...
Gacy is a hardcore guy, so...
That's true. Gacy's,
he was in Combat Zone Wrestling. Gacy came up almost...
He came up the same ladder the Mox did.
Yes. The only difference is he was involved in essentially the most illegal spot in professional wrestling history. Look it up. Because it's not really illegal, but it got viral about 15 years ago.
Okay. I will research it after this podcast.
Yes. Oh, I know the clip in question. It's a Syrian Poral versus Joe Gacy and his tag partner.
But yeah, we have a lot of very athletic and high flyers in this mess.
Yeah.
We've got enough power. We've got enough powerhouses with Loomis, Montez, Street Profits.
Exactly.
Dawkins. I'm sorry.
Montez Ford's going to just pull out some crazy high spots in this match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just going to be a wild situation.
So, with these two SummerSlams, are we just predicting that the two title matches are main eventing both nights?
Yeah,
the
more than likely. The
versus Punk and WWE?
More than likely. It'll be those two.
Because I didn't know if they may have pulled the trigger and done like the women's world title match as the main event, have the women main event night one and Cody and Cena main event night two, but we'll wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after they just had Evolution, so wait and see.
So to that, Stabboy, I know we would like to do a Pick'ems show.
Yes.
All I'm going to say is you might have to start without me.
Fair enough. I mean, I'll be a bit later than usual, possibly, because I still have to deal with the other things I usually deal with next week.
Gotcha. In a better space, or I have a better chance anyway,
mm-hmm.
to be a part of festivities on a Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I gotta stop watching this and watch it after the show.
Yeah, I just found the most legal move in the history of wrestling, and it has Joe Gacy in it.
And a Syrian Portal, and yes. I'm a huge fan of those guys.
Yeah, that would be. I'm so glad. Era. They deserved better, but Quack didn't care.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Right. So. Do we really have anything else to cover?
Surprisingly, this week's been kind of calm outside of Hogan. Next weekend we'll be busy, but this week was just kind of a hiccup.
Yeah.
And that's wild for me to say.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know, obviously he hasn't dropped by here since he dropped the title, but who knows? He's probably got a hammock tied up on the porch.
We could talk about Mox and Paige going 1-on-1 again next week.
Is there going to be a stip?
Yes, there is a stip. No other people except for Mox, Paige, and the ref. That means no Death Riders, nobody to help Hayner, nothing.
But we know that's not going to fucking happen. So.
Yeah, it's going to be Hayner winning.
Yeah, Paige is going to retain, and as soon as the bell rings to complete the match, then everybody comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe it'll turn into a locker room-wide schmoz. One of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
what the fact I got to see one live, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's just me. So I wish Jason would come back.
Yeah. I'm guessing situations with his father. It's the usual.
He also said something about his sister calling, so.
Oh, okay.
But since you're recording Stat Boy, we can sell the soap.
Yes, we can. Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, other than usual. Just if you guys want to hear more about my wrestling related views, you can go view me on TikTok at Aussie Acehole. I do have to start being a bit more proactive with that, actually.
Yeah.
I've been slacking with my reviews and everything.
Tisk.
And of course.
Well, I'm normally here with you guys, so it's like.
Yeah. And of course, for me, this week on It Was a Thing on TV, I was partially right about it being something about, or something concerning Larry Bud Melman, a 1988 direct-to-video release, The Couch Potato Workout, starring Larry Bud Melman, as essentially, a funny about, being a couch potato and doing exercise and eating really bad foods. Coming up next week is a 2-episode week. The first episode, Police Squad, a 1982 police procedural comedy starring Leslie Nielsen as Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Yay!
This is where the Naked Gun got its start.
And it was just as insane.
Yeah.
And, completely off key.
Yes. The only bad thing, it only lasted 6 episodes.
And we watched those 6 episodes over and over and over again.
And guess what? You can again. I know that Police Squad has been released since on DVD. It was selling at Walmart when I used to work there back in the late 2010s.
Okay, I'll have to do some eBay diving.
Yes. Now, there is one other thing I do want to promote. And okay. It is my friend's Twitch stream. I actually was on last night, as I kind of alluded to earlier, for 4 hours playing Borderlands the pre-sequel. If you want to see exactly what type of shenanigans myself and 2 of my coworkers got up to, you can go to twitch.tv/rationalfox, spelled like it sounds. And you can see me, essentially, tell an early 20-something repeatedly, skill issue! Even if it wasn't, just because. Nikki, your artist shout-outs.
Yeah, I'll start with our regular artist who needs to be a regular panelist.
Yeah.
Jamie Claudia, who's tried to take refuge in the Has-Been Hotel. Things have been so stressful. I think I said this last week, that her doctor prescribed her 3 days off.
Yes. Yes, the doctor did.
So, things are still goofy and crazy on her end, but we do want her to come on because, actually, I don't want her on right now until Seth shows up at SummerSlam. I mean, heals up from his knee injury.
Yes.
Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Check out her art. Her banner has a bunch of her WWE art from the 2010s. Mm-hmm. She also has her artwork posted on Tumblr and DeviantArt. Mm-hmm. her DeviantArt stuff is safe for work. Just don't go anywhere else.
Interesting.
So, let's see. I'll work my way down like I did last time.
Yeah.
My most recent moxistential picture was done by Tapeworm with two R's. It's a pencil in one color image that he did of what if Dean Ambrose and John Moxley could share a beverage after beating the piss out of each other.
Yeah.
Let's see. Groovy at Docile Bread. Commissions are open per his Twitter. Let's see. Commissions. Okay. Commissions are open. I'm guessing you just have to hit him up in the DMs. James Diotto. At James Diotto. Wrestling art and Final Fantasy art. Actually, video game art in general. Mm-hmm. He has a recent, one of his recent pictures is a commission of Rhea Ripley.
Ooh.
And on it, it says, God, I love drawing her.
Yeah. Considering how much even Io Sky put her over, like Rover, in a Japanese interview earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's see. Noberto Gaitan, a more recent addition to my thing. Come on. Commission information through vgen.co/Norberto Gaitan. Reasonably priced, and you can always use the surprise me feature, which you might get a little bit of a break on, but you might not get the work in progress. But he is an actual artist. If you're looking for wrestling and anime mixed together, you start off with Ultanod. More involved on Instagram than Twitter. My dear Uncle Paul loves his work.
Retweets him frequently, by the way.
Yes.
He treats him frequently. He's very good. He's mm-hmm. really good.
His stuff is really good. If you want an artist who's also a wrestler, you look up Topla at DTopla on Twitter. If you are a fan of Japanese wrestling, she'll have a lot of fun, you know, doing stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
Her chibi art has been popularized by Matthew of Botchamania fame, including the meme-tastic images of Taz. She's probably the least expensive of everybody I've mentioned here, but her stuff is excellent. She can do OCs, she can do wrestlers, she can do it chibi or an actual arts. And if you happen to be a wrestler yourself, she designs ring gear. So definitely check her out.
Yeah, she's done Will Ospreay's gear.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't she done Kenny Omega's gear too? I think.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm sorry?
It wouldn't surprise me, and Stepboy said I think so.
Yeah. It sounds familiar. So,
but yeah, she's lovely to work with. And definitely check out her wrestling career. But her art, I think her art things might be still making her a little more money. To that, any artist you commission, get work in progress sketches. That'll weed out the AI guys.
Yeah.
stay in communication. Don't press, but stay in communication with the artist. Pay them well. Tip them if you really enjoyed it. Post it everywhere.
Yeah.
But credit the artist, please.
Yes. All right. Before we wrap up, Jason, do you have things to promote?
Oh, of course I do, actually.
Yeah.
We just recorded our 500th episode.
That's a lot of nuts. I mean, episodes.
Yes. Of WLTI. And we are actually going to do a second part of episode 500 because we've got a special interview subject next week.
Oh.
And one of the... I'll put it to you this way, Josh, you may know him. He is one of the more inspirational and best contestants of season 41.
What current season are we currently on?
41.
Oh, this season of Jeopardy. Just then.
Yes.
Is it the current Super
I can't
champ?
Say it yet, but you... I can't Ooh. Say it yet, but you'll know who it is once we get there.
Okay.
Okay. And of course, the BS Big Show is going to be returning this coming Tuesday, as we're going to talk the preseason game, Hall of Fame game. No, we've got 4 or 5 weeks till football. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is.
Are you going to love football or hate football?
I'm going to love football till probably the NFC Championship game.
And for Seth, he'll hate football because it is the usual.
And Seth, do not go to any Bears games because they tend to lose when you're there. Then again, they tend to lose all the time.
Yeah.
So,
and of course, UBA today for all your Underground Bowling Association needs. And yeah, so that's all that. Hopefully I may be doing something which I can't talk about until next week. There is an appearance this week that I hope to get to. I don't know if I will, but we'll see. Just have to get the right contacts in order.
So I don't think we have anything else, because we're right here.
Yep.
So. For Stat Boy Josh Henniger, the late arriving Bad News Beeman, and for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we will be I'm hoping to do pick'ems for SummerSlam.
Yes.
And check into a lot of other nonsense that's going on in our wrestling world.